This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
This is episode 1325 of Horses in the Morning for December the 28th. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida. I hope you had a great Christmas weekend. This episode is sponsored by Omega Alpha Equine. As you know, we are on holiday this week, but today we have for you a special treat. This is the Thor origin story and excerpts from Thor updates throughout the year. I think it's all Thor today. I think you're going to enjoy it. Tomorrow we have Jamie's most memorable interviews. Wednesday we have Scooter's origin story. And then Thursday for the final show of the year, we have my most memorable interviews. So we have a jam-packed week for you this week, and we hope you enjoy. Well, now, are you still heading to the Mustang auction at the end of the week?
Yes, my mom gets in today, and then tomorrow afternoon we're going to drive up to Las Vegas, stay with a friend of mine, and then Friday morning we're going to drive the rest of the way, which is going to be another like 7.5 hours. So it's about 4.5 hours to Vegas and then about 7.5 hours to Carson City. Stay in a hotel, wow. And then, it's a long drive. But like I told Chad, I'm never going to live closer to Carson City. And I've always been interested in these guys. Yeah, I mean, whenever. I'm never going to move there.
Well, now, how's it work? Can you see them the day before, or do you just see them right before the auction? How's that work?
They just like to make it as stressful as possible, Glenn. You show up at 9 a.m. The inmates, they call them trainers, ride out on these horses. You can talk to them and ask them questions and all that. And then at 10 o'clock, they start the auction.
And so you get an hour and then it's auction time, huh?
And then it's auction time. And you just go. They do like, from what I understand and from people that have gone in the past, they do like a little quadrille and they ride them around a little bit before the auction starts. But I'm nervous already. And you know, the thing is, like, what if the horse I like the best goes last in the auction and I've let all these other horses go and then I get outbid on the last one? It's so stressful, but exciting at the same time. I've actually bought a horse at an auction, Glenn, and I get so competitive and I get so nervous that I'm pretty sure I've.
No,
I know,
not you.
I know. And you put a horse in the mix. I'm pretty sure I've bid against myself several times. Like, we're 1,100. I've raised my hand. They're like, 1,200. I'm like, me. 1,300. Yeah, that's me. I'll do that. So I need help.
Now, do you have a limit? Do you say, you know, that you're not going over? We don't have to say what it is because we don't want your competition to hear it. But you do, I assume you should have a limit. Let's put it that way.
Let's just say that I have a husband-imposed limit.
Well, that's even better. I think that's even better. That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Although he did tell me, he was like, you're getting this one. This is your money. I'm not helping you with this. It's all you.
Is the husband-imposed limit the number of horses or the number of dollars?
You know what?
Because if you can get just two dollars for the number of dollars, right?
Oh my
right,
gosh.
Yeah.
Genius. And it's always easier to have an even number of horses. You know, I mean, I'm going to add the seventh, which we know is a lot of work. I might as well have an eighth. Build a new stall.
No, or either that or just borrow the neighbor's property again. That's what everybody else does.
I already have that. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's really cool. Hey. I've actually got Chad like helped me build a little corral off of the stall. So I've got because they recommend you keep a smaller place for them at first till they kind of get to know you. And I was talking to the officer. I called and had a million questions. He was very sweet and patient with me. And he's like, you've got a long drive. What are you planning on doing? And he said, well, we're going to, you know, plan on stopping at a horse hotel for the night on Saturday night. And he was like, let me tell you something. Oh, you should not take him out of the trailer till you get home. I was like, what do you mean? He's like,
because you're not going to get him back in.
Exactly. He's like, you have to understand that his experience in trailer loading while we have worked with him has mainly been chase him up the chute and load him in the trailers. So he's like, you just might not want to take him out till you get home. So I bought a bale of straw. I'm going to bed down the trailer and he's going to have a nice, comfortable living area.
Either that or a lot of 5-hour energy drinks. One or the other.
For me.
Hey, I got to tell you, I did take a look. I finally got a chance to take, with doing all the shows here this week, I got a chance to take a look at the Mustang auction page and pick out my favorites. Do you want to hear what my favorites are? Now, I know that a lot of the listeners have been helping you out, right? And Elisa Wallace.
Yes, I've been talking to Elisa. She actually texted me on Sunday night. What happened? What'd you do? I'm like, next weekend, girl. Calm down. Next weekend. She's so excited for me. But yeah, all the listeners have come up with great suggestions. And you know what? Having them tell me different horses has made me look at those horses a little closer. So thanks to all of you. I used to have one favorite. Now I have five.
Well,
so
I'm gonna add to the list, and I think my one pick is already on your list. So I was looking through there, and I'm not picking this just because of Big Bang Theory, but Sheldon is a cutie, and I know he's already on your list. But I'm afeared that Sheldon's going to end up going for like $8,000. You know, he just is a looker. You know, he really is a looker. He's the black
Sheldon,
one. That's,
yeah. Of course, yeah. The black one, he looks like a little mini Andalusian Frisian horse.
Yeah,
He
does.
Yeah, his forelock is like down to his nose. He's gorgeous. And you're right. I think they said that he's going to go second. So if I lose the bid on him, I have some others in mind.
Okay, well, Jennifer, if you could post a link again, maybe our listeners could that haven't taken a look could chime in which ones they think on Horses in the Morning Facebook page.
Also,
I have a
just to let you know, hold on, there is videos. They have posted videos. They're from a while ago when the horses were still pretty green, and you can see kind of some of the riding is a little bit. You know, they're inmates. So you got to kind of take that out of perspective. But if you go to YouTube and you Google and put in BLM Nevada or NNCC for Northern Nevada Correctional Center, you can see YouTube videos of, they don't have all of them, but about 10 of these.
Maybe Jennifer can find that too and post a link to that. Well, I have a second pick. And now, I'm not sure this one would be great for dressage and eventing, but Gizmo is my second pick.
Oh, God.
Who is the little donkey? The little donkey is so cute.
He's adorable. He is
adorable. But, you know, I don't know that dressage judges will like that so much. And probably he wouldn't be able to jump over baby novice. That'd be about your limit. So,
yeah.
Maybe not good. He's not a real practical option, but he is
not
cute.
Not the most practical.
My second option, just because he's so damn cute, is Gypsy. Now, I don't know if a lot of people have recommended Gypsy, but I think Gypsy's adorable. I don't know.
Gypsy is cute. Yeah. You know what? One of my criteria is to get one 15 hands or over. So Gypsy's on the small side.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 14-1.
Yeah. But, you know, Theodore Teddy was 14-2.
Nah, Theodore O'Connor
was only 14-2 and went to Rolex. So just saying.
And he wasn't a Mustang. He was a professional bloodline jumping horse.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, so, well, good. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and we're all going to be super excited to hear the results. Well, now, for those that are tuning in and have been under a rock over the last week, Jamie, about 2 weeks ago, I mentioned this auction that was going to be just as part of the news that was going to be happening at a prison in Nevada where they were going to be selling off some Mustangs that the prisoners trained. And then all of a sudden, the next day on the show, Jamie says, I'm going to that.
Yeah, this is all your fault. If you wouldn't have told me that it was going on, I wouldn't have gone. Yeah, so it's at Carson City Correctional Center. And what happens is the inmates take wild horses, and the inmates are not inmates, they're trainers there. The trainers take wild horses, and they spend 120 days with them. And we have followed this for a long time, and, you know, I got to work with these prison-trained Mustangs in Kentucky at the Kentucky Horse Park. They have a lot of them there. And I really have always wanted to go and do this. But, my gosh, it's a 12-hour drive one way, and it's a commitment. And, you know, Glenn brought it up, said it could happen, and said it was going on. And I was like, well, Chad's going to be out of town. My mom's coming in town. Mom, you want to take a road trip? Yeah, sure. Okay. All right. I'm going to go. Chad, can I have a Mustang? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. That's kind of how the whole thing happened.
Before you get to the trip, he had asked you to put a cap on your budget, right? Okay. That's what I thought.
We had a budget because we did a fake auction between the two of us just to see like how shaky I would get when it got to the cap. And,
well, he knows
and
you well.
He immediately said $1,000, and then we did our fake auction, and I stopped at $1,500. And he was like, okay, $1,500 is your cap. That is your cap. No higher. So just, I guess, to start from the beginning, we my gosh, what a drive. We drove to Vegas and spent the night there and then drove the rest of the way to Carson City and got to our hotel. I'm speeding through that because it's just a lot of desert.
You can't speed through the one thing. Apparently, you stopped and made some money along the way from the picture you took.
Oh, whatever. So, yeah, random driving through Nevada, there'll be nothing for 100 miles. My mom actually coined it. She's like, I think we've driven hundreds of miles and seen 5 cars. That's how desolate Nevada is. Whew, there's nothing. Thank God our truck didn't break down. But you'll drive through the middle of nothing and then stumble upon a house and there'll be signs, brothel, brothel. Basically, you can just be in the middle of nowhere.
One woman in her house.
Go find. I don't know. I mean, I'm like, how do these places even have electricity? I don't know. Or running water. Ugh, it's gross. So anyway, there was random brothels all along this road. It was so weird. So we did stop, and we also stopped at a gas station that promised, you know, the information to Area 51. So we did stop there as well. Did not learn anything about the aliens, but my mom bought a T-shirt.
They sell a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah, they sell a lot of T-shirts. The same gas station was selling Area 51 shirts and Bunny Ranch T-shirts. So... You could get, if they had a 2-for-1, I would have bought it.
That's funny.
So I obviously didn't sleep the night before, and they finished posting all the videos. Let me put this puppy outside. Let's go. Come on. I'll put.
That's the new puppy who apparently has gotten vocal. That's why everybody should adopt greyhounds, because they don't bark. That's the reason. Yeah.
There's plenty of reasons to adopt a greyhound and not have a puppy ever again. So I get up Saturday morning. And, oh my gosh, you guys, I didn't sleep the last 2 nights. I haven't been able to eat. I've been a nervous wreck. As you guys know, I really liked Sheldon.
You weren't the only one, but about 80% of the people who commented, and there were lots of them, liked Sheldon. Sheldon seemed to be popular. Yeah.
He was very popular with our listeners. So the auction order went pretty much in order of the flyer that was posted, with Vanilla Gorilla going first and Sheldon going second. So I knew I needed to get, so they opened the doors at 9, and I was number 2 bidder. I was a nerd. I totally got there like 8:30. I was like, ready to go. And you can't take your phone with you. You can't take pictures. You can't take video. You can do basically, you just have to like stand there. And it was so hard not to take pictures and call everybody I knew to let them know what's going on. But you get there and you sign up for your bidding number, and then all the guys were on the horses, and they're on the inside of the fence, and while they're all kind of lined up, you can walk up to each guy and you can ask them questions. And you know, my favorite question to ask everybody was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how spooky is it? And because I really didn't want to get a super flighty one, because as you guys know, I have a challenge. Like, I have I have this horse in the backyard already who is incredibly flighty and very hot. So I wanted to kind of get a little bit different of something. So watching the videos, and they added the video for Skipper the night before the auction. And watching this video of Skipper, he was amazing. And I really, really liked him. And I thought, okay, that's actually the most sensible purchase is Skipper. And he was going to go eighth. So I went and I talked to the owner, the trainer of Sheldon, Skipper, and Freight Train. And if you wanted, they would take them out and walk, trot, canter them around for you and kind of show them off a little bit. So I went and asked Sheldon's trainer to go and do some stuff. And you guys, you know, I love that horse. I loved him, but he is a hot black horse. Hot. They did a quadrille and he jigged the entire time. And I just thought, you know what? I already have a hot black horse and I have a really hot, super fiery black horse at home. And this was it was like a mini me version of Edward. And I thought, okay. As much as I love him and he's beautiful and I looked into his eyes and mirrored my soul and I just loved him, I was like, not a sensible buy. It's not a smart buy. So Sheldon.
Yeah, they haven't added jigging and crow hop to the dressage test yet. When they do,
no.
You'll be in good shape. But
until
then.
I'll win. Yeah, I'll win every time with Edward. You know, when you go release the reins for the stretchy walk and he tries to bolt, they should give points for that. And I would win every test. And so, you guys, I just thought, you know, Sheldon, I was getting more of the same, and I really wanted something different. So I watched Sheldon go.
Isn't that the way with good-looking guys? Isn't that always the way?
It is. And I made the smart move this time. I didn't date that guy, and I always date that guy. So I watched, I went and asked the Freight Train's trainer to go walk, trot, canter him around. And I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how spooky is this horse? And he's like, -4. And I was like, good answer. I like it. So he went and rode him around. And you guys, he handled very well. He actually carried the state flag. So he was riding around with the flag. But then I went and saw Skipper. And this horse was fabulous. Skipper was broke. The trainer was a great rider. He carried the American flag. He stood still while we sang the national anthem. I mean, this is a big kind of show they put on, and for being in a prison. And Skipper was just awesome. Really stand up, walk, trot, canter, like from stop on a dime, spin around, leg yield, side pass, just did it all. So my system,
let me ask you a quick question. How many bidders made the trek up through Brothel Country to get there?
Well, you know, most of them actually live there. They actually did a thing. The announcer was talking before and introducing everybody and giving the thing. And he said, how many of you are here because you heard the commercials on the radio? And a couple people raised their hand. Now, there's probably like 225 people. And there are 25 to 30 people. Yeah. They said it was the most packed they've ever had for the February one.
Oh, wow.
And there was about 25 to 30 people that got bidding numbers, and there's 16 animals. So he said, how many of you saw the flyers? And a couple of people raised their hand. How many of you have been here before and just thought you should come again? And how many people you went to our website? How many people have you saw this on Facebook? And 90% of the crowd raised their hand. This thing show you how Facebook is like ruling the world. So he was like, yeah, we like that Facebook page. Someone's introduced the person that did it, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so to get to it, they start the auction. Vanilla Gorilla goes first. I'm trying to remember. I don't. Let me see. I'll get the prices for all of them if you guys want to know. So Vanilla Gorilla goes first, and the trainer is kind of new to everything, and he did a really nice job with him. So he actually went for. They were doing increments of $25. They started trying out, every bid started with $150. $150, let's see here, $175 or $200. Then he's like, she's like, $175. So they started doing every single thing by $25 increments. It was exhausting to listen to.
That would take forever.
It did. It did take forever. So he went for $675. And then second was Sheldon. And I just had to walk away. I had to leave. I loved that horse so much. And I thought, this is not a good idea. You guys, my stomach is in knots anyway. So I'm trying to plan. My horses are going eighth and ninth. Sheldon, Skipper went eighth and Freight Train went ninth. So I had some time to kill. So I just had to walk away. I couldn't even watch Sheldon. I was getting emotional just even watching. But the good news is the girl who bought Sheldon, a nice, lovely young woman who was so excited to get him. And she had some longer legs, a little taller, pretty blonde, and she was so thrilled. So that made me feel really good. He only went for $400. They pretty
really?
Much said, yeah, they pretty much said, though, in the auction, they were like, this horse, it will go all day. And reading between the lines, as you guys know, that means they have a lot of energy. And
yeah.
The auctioneer even said, he was like, this horse is not for beginners. He is very, very energetic, and he'll go all day. He'll chase cows for you for hours, you know. Like, that just...
Need the Craigslist ad right here.
Exactly. So he only went for $400, and to hear, I could hear him, the auction going on, and like nobody's bidding on him, and this one, he went for $400. I was like, oh my gosh, it could have been me. I should have bought that horse.
Well, they were honest about it anyway, though. That's a good thing about,
yeah,
you know, what the horses were like. Yeah,
it was. It was. So Littlefoot went next, and he went for $450. Goose went next, and Goose was at Big Bay, and he came out, and he stood on this block, and he was super well-trained and really nice horse, and he went for $1,650. Ranger, the paint horse, who you... We thought it was going to go for tons and tons of money. The only paint there, $875.
Really?
So at this point, with my $1,500 budget, I'm starting to feel good. I'm starting to feel like I'm about to come home with Skipper Freight Train. Emma goes, and Emma, the only mare, went for $1,000. The burro came out, Gizmo, sweet little burro, the driving burro, and bless his little heart, he just had stage fright. And the little trainer couldn't get him to move. And he was like doing the rein on the back, go, you know, hitting him in the back to get him to go. And he just did not want to go, bless his little heart. And he was nervous. So he actually, they finally got somebody to bid $150 and somebody bid $175 and he went for $200 to the first person.
Oh,
so,
poor Gizmo.
Poor little guy. Well, at least he got a home. He got bought.
He'll be babysitter somewhere.
Yeah. So the next horse was Skipper. Skipper is the horse, again, carrying the American flag. He's very, was kind of, he does not look like much in this picture, but his video, if you guys want to go on NNCC on Facebook and see his video, it was really impressive. He was flawless in the video. And I just thought, this is the sensible horse. So I start bidding. And at this point, my mom has Lucas. Mind you, Lucas is with us this whole time. And this Lucas starts to scream at the time because my mom took him away from me. And he starts to scream. He's getting tired. He's getting frustrated.
No.
And he starts to scream. And so my mom takes him away. And I can hear him in the background, but I start bidding. And it got all the way, $25 increments, all the way up to my limit of $1,500. And just kept going. At $1,500, I got up and I went and got the baby. In $25 increments with this poor auctioneer, $25, $475, got all the way up to $3,000. I have good taste.
30 minutes later.
I have good taste. That horse was the highest selling horse in the entire auction for $3,000. And I was... At that point, I loved Freight Train so much. And I talked to my mom and I had Lucas and I'm like, I'm never going to get Freight Train. Not after the last one for $3,000 and Freight Train's so awesome. So they take Skipper out. And at this point, I have rocked Lucas while I'm standing up. My arms still hurt. I have rocked Lucas to sleep. He is asleep, passed out in my arms. And here comes Freight Train. And he comes on out, and the guy's riding him around. And I got that feeling in my heart, and I'm like, this horse is mine. They start the bidding. I've still got Lucas. I'm rocking him back and forth. My bidding number is in my bag over there. I actually had to ask a lady. I'm like, excuse me, can you get that number out of that bag and hand it to me? So she hands me my bidding number while I'm holding a sleeping baby. I'm standing on the ground. The whole crowd is kind of up behind me. They had bleachers, probably 15 levels high, and they were packed. So Freight Train is out here. The bidding starts 25, 21, 51, 51, 75, 200, 225. And at about 400, I started bidding. And they're like, oh, new bidder, because it was these two people bidding back and forth. 400, somebody, 425, 450, 475, 500. And I bid somewhere in there and got it up to 500. And so this guy bids 525. And I go, 6. And they're like, oh, 600. And the crowd starts cheering. I'm like, I'm not dicking around anymore. I am tired. This baby is heavy. And I want that horse. And I'm going home with that horse. So I'm like, 6. They're like, oh, 600. The crowd starts looking at me. The woman holding the baby, who can't even hold her number because I've got it underneath Lucas. 6. I hear 625. Somebody goes 625. I go 7. 700. 700. 700. 700. 700. Do I hear 725? 725. 8. At this point, apparently, the cowboy that was bidding on me, my mom saw, he took his cowboy hat off and threw it on the ground and stomped away. I wish I would have seen that. Oh,
dang, damn it. Tarnation.
Damn it. I guess his budget was 800. And at that point, they're like, 800, 800, 800. The bidding is slowing down. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Am I about to get this horse? And somebody bids 825. Son of a
bitch.
So what do I say? 9. Immediately. I come back with 9. They're like, 825. I'm 9. They're like, 900. And I think the other person just, you know, the woman with the baby is for real about the
getting that horse.
She is getting that horse. I mean, I was so close to just saying, 15! Throw it all in! I'm going home with this horse. He's a -4 on the spook scale. He's mine. And nobody else did. And they
so you got for 900
like,
bucks?
Open your wallets, people. I was like, shut up! And I didn't say that, but I was thinking it.
I know.
And
it always seems that the thing or whatever you're bidding on at the time, and I've done this with horses too, is the one they decide that they want to come in and tell extra stuff about him. You're the high bidder at $900, and now they start in. And it's like, well, you got to do this. It's for the good of the cause and blah, blah, blah.
Come
and
on,
they spend 5 minutes begging. And it's like, would you shut up?
Just end it already. And you're exactly right, Glenn. It seemed like she was like, come on, folks, look at this horse. He's big. He's 15'3". He's ready to go. He'll chase cows all day. He'll drag a log. I'm like, shut up and end it. And so nobody else bid. Bam. Gavel hits. I own Freight Train for $900. Under budget.
Yay. Good for you.
I ran over and the trainer actually says to me, I'm so glad it was you. I'm because he sees me because they don't know who bought him. And he's like, I'm so glad it was you. So I own him. Of course, when they bang the gavel, I'm holding a sleeping child. I start crying. I look over at my mom. My mom is crying. We are like so not tough. All these cowboys being tough, trying to bid on these ranch horses. And I'm like, oh, my God, I got him. And I start bawling.
Hey,
my mom.
That cowboy with the thrown hat, he wasn't out slashing your tires, was he, at the time?
Fortunately, I don't think he knew what truck was mine. That's the only saving grace. Yeah, I mean, you could just hear him throw his hat down, and you could just almost hear the dag nabbit.
Damn English girl.
I know. Well, they don't know. So I run over to the inmate, to the horse. He's brought him out, and I'm like, he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. And he sniffs my hand, and he's like, oh, good, I was hoping it was you. He's like, what are you going to do with him? And, you know, knowing that most people don't know what eventing is, I said, he's going to be an event horse. He's going to do a 3-day eventing. And the guy goes, oh my gosh, that's perfect. Tim, the trainer. He's like, that's perfect. This horse is afraid of nothing. He will run through water and ditches. No problem. So he knew what it was. He thought he would be great for it.
I just throw in that Tim, you posted Tim's picture with the horse. Tim got some comments too, apparently, from the ladies. So
yes. And my friend Nancy, who is 47 and single, she's like, who's the good looking guy next to you? And I was like, you've got really good taste in men. He'll be available in about 5 to 10. And she's like, that's the inmate. He's so good looking. I'm like, he was very, very handsome, I guess, but I didn't even see him. I was looking at the horse. I was like, oh, and so.
You said he got emotional. You wrote that in Facebook. And I imagine, yeah. I mean.
We brought the trailer over and I had it full of straw. I had it ready to go and he had to say goodbye and I was watching him and he was petting him and he put his head to Freight Train's head and pressed their foreheads against each other and kissed him on the nose. And I started crying again. I'm sorry to take your horse, but you know, they can't keep him. So,
right.
You know, and he was like, well, I'm just glad he's going to go to a good home. And, you know, you can tell he very genuinely cared about Freight Train. He said that he's been in this program for a while. And he said, maybe they say this about all of them, but he said he is my favorite horse that I've trained. So So we got him home and we unloaded him in the arena and he is in the arena right now. This horse is so sweet, you guys. He is so kind. He's lovely.
Well, that was a 2-day trip home too. He stayed in the trailer the whole time?
The whole time, because they suggest and they let you know, do not take this horse out of the trailer. Do not take the horse out of the trailer.
And he was good about that? He didn't kick this thing apart or nothing?
He did nothing. He didn't even whinny. Not a peep.
Huh.
Stayed in that trailer for 2 days. Bless his little heart. And then he gets out of the trailer in the arena, and we're expecting him to run around. Chad's like, this is the most sensible horse we've ever brought to the farm. And he's like, and he's a loud mustang. He walks around. He's like sniffing. He goes, he drinks a ton of water. You know, he like eats some hay. He rolls a couple times, and that's it. He didn't even gallop around or anything. Buck and kick, tear down the fence, nothing. He's like, every other horse we brought to this farm has gone crazy when they get here. And now nothing. This horse did not paw in the trailer. He did not kick the side. He did not whinny. Nothing. I really feel like I got a good one. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm so in love.
Yay.
Love that.
That's terrific. Now, did they ride him English or Western? I assume Western when they ride him up there.
Oh, yeah. All Western. Yeah. I mean, the fact that I had my Ariat paddock boots on, I was an anomaly. Like, just the fact that I didn't have just giant tall cowboy boots was...
You didn't wear your big belt buckle and your cowboy hat?
No, I did not. I just actually wore a ball... I dressed like an English girl. You know, I should have bought a costume, but I didn't. And I just kept it real. Now, just for those who wanted to know, I also really liked Dobie, and Dobie actually the trainer, to wrap all these up, Dobie, the trainer of him, actually said, you know what, he's actually gated. He's actually gates sometimes, like that would be a selling point for me. And I was like, okay, next. Dobie found his home. Dobie went for $1,200. Leonard, the gray horse, who we also really liked, he was also a very hot horse. He went for $525. Maynard.
So the two Big Bang Theory horses were hot horses? That's what it comes down to, Sheldon and Leonard?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, ironic that they had the same trainer. I don't know. I think he had two horses and the burro, and I just think he wasn't a super experienced guy. So I think they didn't get as much training as the other ones because his time was split. I think what happened is one of the guys in the program actually got released. So he had to take on all of his animals. Maynard, who is the bay horse, went for $550. Super Four, also a bay with a blaze, went for $400. Gypsy Soul went for $525, and then Teflon the Don, which a bunch of our listeners really liked, who was a kind of a very plain looking chestnut. Somebody said he had four posts on every post on every corner, very ranch thick ranch working horse. He went for $2,700. He came in second highest in the bidding because he people just really liked it. The trainer actually stood on him, was throwing a rope, stood on his back, started clapping. I mean, he put this horse to the ringer in front of everybody, and rightfully so. The horse went for a lot of money. It was really nice. Carson, they ended up not because I guess he had an injury, so they didn't sell him in this auction. So that's
well, congratulations, new mommy.
I know, I'm a new mommy. I love my little Mustang. He's so cool. And I feel bad. Like, I feel like I cheated on him bidding on Skipper, but I was trying to be sensible. And then I was like, no, I just want him. I got outbid, and I was not
well,
going to go
you
home.
Know, we always have a saying at auctions, and we've been to plenty of them and bought plenty of horses at auctions. We always have a saying is that you're going to end up with the one you're supposed to have.
So
you ended up with the one you were supposed to have. There was a reason the one before went to 3,000. It's because you weren't supposed to have that one. But you did the right thing and walked away. I mean, you also did the right thing, which is hard to do. So,
well, thank God I did because, oh, like, if I had come home and telling Chad I spent $3,100 or whatever, I'd have got divorced. But there's so many nice horses up there, you guys. Go, if you are around that area. What's really cool is as we were driving there, they had signs out, wild horses ahead, wild horses ahead. There were Mustangs running around out in the wild that we saw. It was really cool.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Well, congratulations. We're looking forward to hearing all about your first ride and all the training. I know all the listeners are, too. So this will be something that we can follow along your way. And then when you get to Rolex someday, it'll be so much fun.
My gosh, if this horse can jump higher than 2 foot, I'm going to be amazed. I mean, he's super athletic, but he is huge. This horse is the reason they named him Freight Train is because he is as big as a freight train. He is solid.
He does kind of look freight trainish. I think you ought to keep the name. There's so many things we can do with the name Freight Train.
I love it. Awesome.
I think you should keep it.
I don't.
Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
Well, let's get on to the thing that, before I get any more trouble, the thing that everybody wants to hear about, and that was your first ride on your newly named horse. First of all, let's talk about the name.
Well, I thought about it ahead of time, and then when I met him and realized, first of all, he's huge, and he's gentle, and he's good-looking, I had to name him Thor. I just, you know, my obsession with Thor, and yeah. I just...
I think it's less with the actual character than with the person who played the character, but we can.
Well, that's the thing is now it kind of gives me a little justification because he is more like the superhero than the actor. Okay. This horse is so cool.
And he's stocky. I mean, he's not just tall. He's built. He's a tank.
Every time people come over and see him, they go, wow, he's different for you. That's so true.
Not a thoroughbred.
I'm like, he's stabled next to Edward, who is like 16'3", skinny, you know, just tall and lanky. And then I've got this
2x4.
Yes, he is so huge, you guys. He is the biggest Mustang I've ever seen, and I don't think I appreciated how big he was when I saw him because the guy riding him was really big. But you know, when you're trying to mount a horse for the first time and it's bareback like I did the other day, That's really hard. I had to get a mounting block.
Let's remind everybody that Jamie's about 5'2¾". So
that's exactly how tall I am. So for those who don't know, I adopted this Mustang from the prison, and you know, I'm really, really excited. So yes, we named him Thor, and I, you know, as all little girls, we all have to, when we come up with a name for our horse, we also have to come up with a show name. Like, oh, well, what's his barn name going to be? And then what's his show name going to be? Jennifer, am I right here?
Yes. You have to have two separate names. It's a rule.
Yes, you have to. So I think, you know, you can't just call him Thor. So I think that his barn name is Thor, and then his show name is going to be Superhero.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. So Superhero.
Now, I really thought you would have, his show name would have been Chris Helmsworth. I thought you were going to go that way.
Speaking of Chris, I need to make it a public apology, because remember the other day I said, you can't name a horse Chris. My friend Stephanie, who listens to this show, has a horse named Chris, and she called me afterwards, and she was like, what do you mean you can't name a horse Chris? And I was like, I totally got in trouble. So, Stephanie, I'm sorry. Chris is a great name. I just thought you can't name another horse Chris. That's what I really meant.
Taken. Chris is taken.
So, when you left the show the other day, when we were finishing on Monday, by the way, people really loved, I heard so many comments about you're telling the story, and people crying and everything else. So good job with that. But when you left the show the other day, you said, I'm going to get on a bareback. I'm going to channel my inner Alisa Wallace. And yes, you did. I was shocked you actually got on a bareback before you put the saddle on.
I just thought, you know, let me just sit on him and see what happens. And we had turned him out in the arena when we got here so he could roll and stretch. And so he'd been out in the arena for about 12 hours. And so I figured, well, what the hell? He's already here. Let's get on. And he was not as excited about the whole bareback mounting and dismounting as I was hoping he would be. So when I did get on him, he was very nervous, and he did scoot. And, you know, I just had the halter and lead rope. So I just kind of pulled his nose to the left and held on. And let me tell you, as a 37-year-old woman who hasn't ridden bareback really at all since I was a kid, just climbing on him, sitting on him, and him walking in a circle, I was sore afterwards. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I did get on him bareback, and I sat on him, and my mom was there, and I was like, take a picture. So she took a picture and I pet him and left him, and then I got off because he was not very thrilled. And I realized they don't do any bareback riding at the prison. So that was his first experience. He barely knows me. I'm that crazy lady that put him in the box and drove across the country. So at this point, he doesn't really know me. I've barely fed him, you know. So yesterday I just decided, actually I'm friends with this other girl on Facebook who got Thor's brother. We are assuming they're brothers.
Oh, really?
They were roughed up at the same time in the same herd. And she bought Goose. So she bought Goose, but she lives like a couple hours away. So she took Goose home, and they're riding around on Goose already. And I was like, well, if she's going to do it, I'm going to do it. Keeping up with the Joneses. You know how that's how we are. I'm like, oh, wait, they're already on. I'm behind, even though my horse stood in a trailer for 2 days and is still kind of getting his sea legs. So I decided yesterday morning to get on him, and you know, we kind of fashioned a little square paddock. It's my little square pen, not a round pen. And I put him in there, and, you know, all the paperwork that they give you basically kind of tells you, okay, this was done, you know, so the best options for you are to take a lead rope, work on leading, work on lunging a little bit, brush him a little bit, then you can tack him up and ride him. So I kind of followed by the letter, and it worked out great. I got on him, and oh my gosh, he's dreamy. I love him so much. I can't even stand it. I Chad was there, and my mom was there, and I just said, do I have hearts for shaped eyes right now? Because I just, like, I was like, I just couldn't love him anymore. He's got this, like, swaying walk. He's, like, super powerful, really forward walk. The second time I rode him, because because Chad didn't get to see the first time, so I had to do it again for him. He has a great trot, really big, powerful trot. He's very sensitive, so just, you know, they ride him Western, and I put an English saddle on him, and I think my legs being very close to him are kind of sets him off. He's not quite used to that, so it's very new. You put your leg on him, and he like jumps. But he also has a really lovely whoa. I mean, he's gonna halt. His halt salute is going to be awesome.
Well, that's
like,
good.
That's all I can think of is the future.
If we have
of,
a wild horse that his best gait is halt, that's perfect.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Can't get any better than that.
Yeah. I mean, he's so kind, and he's, you know, you can tell he gets a little bit nervous, but he just stands there and he's very patient. And, you know, I was able to pick his front feet. He was not okay with me picking his back feet yet. So my farrier said she's not coming over until all 4 feet are totally no problem. So the front feet, the back feet, he got a little bit nervous. So I just said, okay, we'll wait for another day, you know. And you guys, he's just so cool. I love him. I feel bad for the rest of my horses. I'm like, I don't even know who you guys are anymore. I'm obsessed. I did ride Edward yesterday, though. So, but I'm just madly in love. It's so cool, you guys. I recommend it. And again, I don't have the confidence or the facility to house a totally wild one. So this was the perfect opportunity for me to go up to the Carson City. And if you guys want to follow, the next sale is May 30th. So they're all the inmates are getting their new horses right now, and they're starting the training. So May 30th is the next auction, and you can follow BLM Nevada on Facebook, and they keep posting stuff about new horses, or they will.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm so glad that's working out for you. How's he taking to the other horses?
Well, you know what? The pony is actually right next to him, and the pony has been really mean to him. It's like the pony gets his butt kicked so much that he's like, I'm going to dominate at least one horse on this property. And so he goes after him, and Thor doesn't care. He's like, oh, hi, small flea, you know?
Yeah,
he doesn't care. He doesn't seem to get bothered. But I haven't introduced any horses to him. I haven't put him out with anybody. He's going to stay in his little pen until he kind of understands our routine. I think it would be, you know, the best option for him. And I don't know when I'm going to turn him out. He's in his little paddock in his stall, and that he seems to be quite happy. So we'll slowly introduce everything else, I guess.
Well, terrific. We're looking forward to hearing all about that. And as I said, I gave you 2 years to be at Rolex. So let's see, 2017 Rolex should be perfect. Speaking of brain cells, you have another horse that we need to get a quick update on before we start into, because the listeners wouldn't forgive me, before we start into the guests, and we have several of those coming up. So, but you know, before you do a Thor update, I thought Thor needed update music. And
oh, no.
I was looking around today, and I just, you know, I'm going to give you samples of different things and see what you like, okay? So this is just the first one I found, and we'll see if you like this one.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the God of Thunder, mighty Thor.
It's sort of like a My Little Pony version of the Mighty Thor. So what do you think? Do you think that's a good one?
That was good. I couldn't understand what they were singing about, but I did get that the last one was the Mighty Thor. So I like that. Ooh, that could be a
showing
right there.
Can you actually see the video that goes with it? It looks a little bit like My Little Pony meets Thor. It's kind of got that vibe to it. And as Jennifer heard it earlier, she was like, well, the Rainbow Bridge means that you're dying. And you're
crossing. Yeah, that's true.
I said, in this case, it doesn't. This was actually taken from It was a Thor 1966 Thor comic thing that they did. So this was 1966. But anyway, I just thought it was funny. We don't have to keep that one. I'll keep looking.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. I thought you said you had a couple choices, or is
well, that was
like
an
evolving
choice. I don't have the rest yet because I was really trying to find some intelligent things that Hemsworth said as Thor. Out of the movies, you know, sound
Watch
clips that I could put together to make into a Thor, you know, kind of update theme song. But pretty much he just grunts. And the things he does says makes no sense. So I really haven't been able to put that together yet.
Glenn, your wife and I would appreciate it if you would put together a collage of him grunting. We would actually really like that.
It's going to be the Thor up. It might fit your Thor, too, for that matter.
Uh-huh. It sounds perfect. Actually, remember how my face got red when I talked about Mike Smith? My face is red for a different reason right now.
All right, I'll put some sound. I'll put a new Thor update together for Wednesday, and we'll see if you like that one better than the Rainbow Bridge.
I think that audio sounded really like, I think that audio just created his show name, The Mighty Thor. I don't know why that was
out of it. Oh, that's perfect.
Right?
The Mighty Thor. I love that. That's great.
Okay. Yeah. Now you just gave me a show name. Congratulations. So Thor is doing great. I've been having a really hard time finding a bit that he needs. I talked to Alisa Wallace. She's like, you got to get a Mylar. I went online. I bought a Mylar. It's being shipped in. Don't tell Chad. Those things are freaking expensive.
$200. You bought a $200 bit that might work?
It might. Nobody in my neighborhood has any to try. And I was very particular about the one I wanted.
Yeah, because the $200 bit unless they're sure they're going to work. See that?
It wasn't a $200. And I got it used online. Do you know there's a Facebook page called like Mylar Bits Only? Yeah.
Really?
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. You would fuck that.
Mylar Bits Only. So I put that I was
looking for it.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you. I posted that I was looking for one and all these people. So anyway, I bought one online and I got a good deal on it. And at least if it doesn't work, I can resell it online. In the meantime, I actually went onto another website and found another bit. And I figured I could use that one for somebody else if it doesn't work for Thor. At any rate. I bought a couple bits, and because he really, as you guys have seen in the video, he hates mouth pressure, he gapes and all this, and, you know, he's a Mustang, so I started thinking, you know, I asked him if his teeth had ever been done, and they said, no, we only do their teeth if they lose weight. So I was like, well, that doesn't sound healthy. So he was really patient with me, and I was able to look in his mouth. Oh my gosh, he has the biggest wolf teeth I've ever seen. I can't believe I was able to look in there at that back teeth, but his wolf teeth are in and angry. And so I've actually set a veterinary appointment for Wednesday morning. I told her, I said, I need some teeth done. I called texted my vet. And I said, I need some teeth done and be prepared to pull wolf teeth. She's like, okay, I'll see you Wednesday. I didn't tell her that she needed to be prepared to pull wolf teeth of a Mustang.
Did you tell her to bring lots of tranquilizer? You didn't tell her that, did you?
They actually, the vet in Carson City told me that I would, he goes, I double it. Whatever you use on a regular horse, just double the sedation. I was like, really? But I remember
he'll be laying on the ground and she'll be trying to do his teeth.
I know. Well, it'd probably be easier. But when I was a vet tech, we hated floating Mustang teeth. But I'm not the vet tech anymore.
So
I don't have to
tell her that it was a Mustang. You didn't even give her a heads up.
No, I didn't. She has all the stuff she needs. I know what's in her truck. This is the bet I work for.
She's never coming back. She's going to show up. She's going to see it's a Mustang. She's going to leave and say, "Oh, sorry, Jamie, you're fired."
Oh, my farrier already told me. She's like, I'm not coming to your house until you can easily pick up and bang on the feet. I was like, but I need you. And she's like, nope, I ain't coming back. So he needed to be trimmed as well. So we're working on that. But anyway, I decided to just do some groundwork with him yesterday. And we walked, he wore a tarp. He walked over a tarp. And then I did this little lunging exercise with him over a little cross rail. And so he did that several times. He needs some more work on it. But, you know, I tried him over jumps just to see how he was, you know, for fun, trotted him up to some cross rails in the past. And he gets a little, you know, rightfully so, nervous. So I did my little groundwork
exercise.
Too bad
we couldn't get you into watch Road to the Horse. I think actually with this project, you'd get a lot out of it. The different things they do to train them, you know, I think you'd get a lot out of it.
I would like to go. I
didn't know you were getting his Mustang so soon. You know, I didn't know.
Well, it's your fault. So, but anyway, Thor is great and I love him very much. And he's getting his teeth pulled and fixed on Wednesday. Don't tell Chad how much that cost either.
Okay. And now the one everybody's been waiting for.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to find out exactly what Thor the Mustang is. And this one, okay, this is awesome. All right, so the choices, of course, range from, I mean, ponies to draft horses to Spanish horses to thoroughbreds and warmbloods and Exmoors and gated horses and heavy drafts. There's just so many different choices on here. The very first most that my horse Thor has in him, and if you guys know, when I went up to get him, I wanted a Spanish-looking horse. Well, his primary breed is the Spanish Barb.
Oh, and several people guessed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But nobody guessed it as the first one. Spanish Barb.
Which makes sense. I mean, you know, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it makes sense to us now that we know. But if you, I mean...
I
wouldn't have said he's Spanish at all.
Historically, yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, because the Spanish Barb was brought over with the settlers, and I'm sure they got loose. So it genetically makes sense. Right. But it's the fact that it's his first primary breed. That's pretty neat. I got myself a Spanish pony, and I did not think he had any Spanish in him.
You're getting closer and closer to that Lipizzan.
Andalusian.
Your
yeah.
Andalusian,
every
sorry,
I got the blue Andalusian chickens now and a half Spanish horse. So I'm almost there. The secondary breed makes a lot of sense is the quarter horse. The quarter horse.
Yeah, a lot of people guess that. Okay.
And if you keep in mind, Thor is 15'3" and he's a tank. He is a 6-year-old Mustang from Black Rock, Nevada. Spanish Barb. Quarter horse, the third breed.
By the way, Tammy is winning that because she had quarter horse and Spanish Barb.
Nice. So. I doubt she got the third one, which get your Google ready because as soon as you Google it, you're going to be like, oh my God, it looks just like him. And the third is the New Forest Pony.
What?
He has New Forest Pony. It doesn't tell you again the percentages. He could have like 2% and he could be mostly Barb quarter horse, but he is a New Forest Pony. It's his third genetic breed.
Oh, you know, the first picture on Google when you go to New Forest Pony is standing the exact same way and looks exactly like him.
It seriously looks
exactly
like him.
The first picture when you Google New Forest Pony and go to pictures, he's standing the exact same way as he is in your picture and he looks exactly like him.
Oh, really? Was that horse also trying to follow the person who was holding him?
No, this was no. But this looks exactly like him.
That's too funny. Let's see. I'm Googling it right now. Google images. Oh, yeah. The bay horse.
Yeah. It looks exactly like him.
With the ears back, pretty much. Yep. That's Thor. Yeah, it's exactly him, but just a lot bigger. So I don't know how big New Forest ponies are. But again, the Duke. Coming in as a Cleveland Bay Warmblood quarter horse. I actually told Betty that the horse trader, had he known that he was a rare breed of a Cleveland Bay and a Warmblood, probably could have sold him for a lot more than an appendix.
Yeah, I can see this becoming a popular sales tool for horse traders.
Exactly. They won't invest.
It could have been 35 generations back that there was some Cleveland Bay.
Yeah, but by God, it's in there. And then you won't give fake papers. And it's so funny, as I was talking to Betty about it, she was like, oh, by the way, his birthday is Tuesday. So just wait a second. That's not his real birthday. I've been giving him a cake on the wrong day his whole life.
I'm sure he doesn't care.
He doesn't mind. Not a bit. And then again, to recap, Thor is a Spanish Barb. Quarter horse, New Forest pony. And what I was mostly excited about is that hopefully for his future of eventing, he had no gated horse. So I was really glad about that.
Nobody had it. Pretty, I think nobody got that one.
Either one of them. Again, I think one listener guessed a Cleveland Bay, but she guessed it for the wrong horse.
Now we need to get somebody on to tell us about, we need to call the New Forest Pony Society or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's the New Forest Pony Breeding and Cattle Society. Okay.
What?
They don't even get their own. They get thrown in with the cattle.
Oh, Lord. Hey, we need to get somebody from New Forest Pony on to talk about them. We could probably do a recap of Cleveland Bay. I like the breed highlights. And then we also could do a Spanish Barb highlight.
Okay, so here it says that they're recognized as a mountain and moorland or native pony of the British Isles, and their heights vary from 12 to 14 hands. And they're strong, workmanlike, and of a good riding type. They are valued for hardiness, strength, and sure-footedness.
That's my boy.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you had fun with that. But then you did something that had everybody that is a Monty Roberts fan ever drooling on a Sunday. And you posted a picture and you talked about it. And it really did have all the Monty people going, I hope you realize how special this is.
I know. And yes, for those of you who did post that, like, you better know how lucky you are. I know.
We're threatening your life if you don't.
I know. Well, Monty's big idea when we were out at the pub was to everybody, we're going to go to breakfast in the morning. And Joanne and I said, oh, what time are you thinking? He's like, 8. Oh, Lord. And she's like, how about, he goes, there'd be a line. It's Ellen's Pancake House. There'll be a line. So we pushed him back to 8:30. So
Did anybody make it?
Monty tells you to be somewhere. By God, you're going to be there. And so I'm sitting outside my trailer at 8:30, coffee in hand, you know, bleary eyed and a mess. And they all pick me up and we go to breakfast. And as we're at breakfast, you know, there's no rest for the weary here. He is an 80-year-old man that has more energy than all of us put together. He's like, we're going to ride at 1. And he drops me off after breakfast and leaves. Okay. I'm riding at 1. And I had a riding lesson with him on a Sunday with basically there's one other girl. She and I rode with Monty. I had a lesson on Thor. And it was so incredible because for those who don't know, Thor was a bit of a runaway. If you are out walking, he's walking 100 miles an hour. You squeeze him into the trot. Just breathe him into the trot. He trot, canter, 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 get a gallop, 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 and you can't stop him. He's a bit of a runaway. He did it in the video with the BLM. He ran away with the guy, and I thought he had a pretty trot when I saw that. I haven't been able to.
You overlooked the whole bolting problem.
I was like, whatever, I can fix that. He'll be fine. But look at that trot when he was running away with the guy, you know, because get it. And so he's really helped me with that. And I posted a video on Thor's Facebook page of me with totally loose reins. And I had it like a helmet cam, holding it up and just cantering around the most massive, perfect footing arena that you've ever been in. So, yes, I know how lucky I am. I pinch myself every day. I feel like I won the lottery. And, you know, at the end of the lesson, I said to Monty, because that's what I call him, Monty.
Yeah, of course. You know. We all call him Monty.
I said, I can't thank you enough. I feel like I won the dang lottery being here. And I said, I can't thank you enough. You didn't have to do this. It's Sunday. And you could be up resting or doing whatever you want to do. And here you are out working with Joanne and I on our horses. And he said, he just was like, this is 100 times more fun for me than it is for you. I get to watch you girls who are inspired and excited and using his methods have success. And he just said, he's like, it's 10 times more exciting for me than it is for you. Like, I doubt that, but thank you. Thank you for saying that. And even at some point, if you see the picture, I'm like, Joanna, take my picture. Because she was on her horse. The passing of the phone, you know, over. I'm like, get my picture. So, I mean, gosh, what an experience. Just incredibly awesome. So it was really, really incredible.
So Thor went to a dressage show and kicked ass.
Well, let me just say that I will be listening to tomorrow's show because I love a good racing story. But Thor went to a show. Yay! I didn't know. You know, when you take a horse to a show, you never know what their behavior is going to be like. He really hasn't been off the farm since I got him. And so only one time.
Yeah,
have
he
I
bolted
taken him
the whole
anyway.
Time.
And he was a total runaway. And yeah, I guess he has been to Flag Is Up. So that did count 2 weeks at Monty's place. Yeah, this horse was a total runaway. It was kind of frustrating to ride him. And obviously we did a lot of work and I was like, let's go to a show. And I thought a schooling dressage show, I told you guys about it a month ago, because if I tell you guys about it, then it has to happen and I can't chicken out because I'm committed once I let you guys know. So we go to this little local dressage show and oh my God, it's the first show of the season here in Phoenix because our season is different. You know, nobody does anything all summer and it ramps up in the winter. Snowbirds come. Glenn, I wouldn't tell you the first thing I see when I get by the way, Thor loads in the trailer like an angel. Perfect loading in the trailer. Gets to the place, unloads. And you know, me, it's like usually putting a tiger on the end of a rope and saying, whoa, you know, and they're running around. He unloads like a perfect angel and like stands there, looks around and starts eating from his hay bag. And I tied him to the trailer and he stood there eating his hay bag while tied to the trailer in a new place. Okay. This horse is supernatural. That's not the kind of horse that I usually own. I'm so excited. So I turn around and I look and see what's in the warm-up arena. And there is a giant Frisian that is to die for in the warm-up arena. And then another trailer pulls in. And here comes the trailer behind me that has so many initials. I don't even remember what she said, but some sort of warm blood stallion. And I was like, he's gorgeous. She goes, you can breed to him. And I was like, oh, but I can't touch him. Mom, excuse me. But whatever.
And Thor would have a difficult time breeding to him.
And I said to her, I go, I only have geldings. Thanks. It was kind of one of those snarky dressage riders that knows they have super famous, super awesome horse. There was a lot of women that had really, really, really amazing horses in my class. There was a Lipizzan. There was a Frisian. There was Warmbloods. There were some of the most beautiful. It was like going to a dressage show is the best eye candy because you will see some spectacular horses. And this was one of those first shows. So everybody was trying to get their horses out to see it, even though it was just a schooling show. It was interesting to see all the different amazing Warmbloods. Now, fortunately, amazing Warmbloods go in classes that are more like pre-St. George and not in the intro level
luck trot
or training level test A, which is the ones I did. So I was in there. I didn't compete. I did compete against a Lipizzan in the training level. But I'm going to tell you, Thor's never been in a dressage ring. I don't think he's ever even really worn my dressage saddle because why would I put it on him? I just tacked him up. I'm like, I did the mounting block trick on a rock. So you walked over to the rock and I hopped up on him and rode him around. And fortunately I was the first rider of the day to go. And so the dressage ring was open. So I said, can I take him in and like walk around? She's like, sure. You know, the judge was there and I got to see the judge in the end. So he was a little scary at first, but then we were fine and went around and I warmed him up. I started the test and oh my God, he was perfect. He was perfect. It was just, everything I asked him, he did. I mean, granted there's room for improvement, but for his first dressage show ever and first dressage test, he got 68s on every test, 68 percentages around there. And that's fantastic. That's, you know, like there's a couple things we got fives on, but most of the time, I mean, sixes and sevens, which were awesome. His gates, he scored very well on his gates. He scored very well on, I scored well on my rider position. And then he did okay on submission because he, you know, is still a little bit tense. But I posted the dressage test on my page and I won't make you guys watch it unless you want to see it. I don't know. Should we post it on the horses?
Sure, it was very good. Yeah.
Well, Thor the Mustang is his Facebook page.
There you go.
Go on and see all these. Yep. Yeah, just go there. And you can see everything there. But he was so good. And then, I mean, see, I had a student that was riding later. She rode in higher up classes than I did. So she wrote a little bit later, and the whole time he stood tied to the trailer eating from a hay bag. I think that was the most surprising to me, that I finally have a horse that ties to the trailer and eats a hay bag. Not like I have to keep him on a rope, you know, or stay on him for an hour.
Oh, that's such a pain when you're there all day. Oh,
it's exhausting.
Especially if you have more than one horse, then you got to pawn him off on somebody and somebody has to stand there and hold him while he eats. It's just a pain. I was that guy. I know.
Yeah. I used to have to load Jet. Like I just, all right, Brent has stalled for Jet, and then Edward doesn't tie to the trailer either, but he stands nicely in the trailer. So I'd have to load him in the trailer and let him stand there and eat while, like, because he doesn't tie. So I'm like, my horse is tied to the trailer eating. So three classes, we ended up winning all three.
Yay!
It was such fun. Thank you.
Go Thor.
I know, it was awesome. So we are going to go to a little schooling event this next weekend, but it's not a show. It's just like
he deserves his theme song today.